Welcome to Folk Box, our weekly feature for all those who love folk art, hosted as always by Svetlana Yakimenko. Who lives in Russia? Such is the title of our series within a series, about all peoples residing on the vast territory of this country, and that's around 150 of them. A gigantic treasure trove of diverse rituals, tales, legends, and of course, songs and dances. On the territory of this country, there are peoples, giants, as well as tiny minorities. Today, I would like to tell you about those tiny ones. We shall travel today to different areas of this country, separated from one another by dozens of thousands of kilometers. We shall visit the Isle of Sakhalin in the Far East, climb a 3,000 height up into the Sayani Mountains in the south of Siberia, drop in at the dense woodlands of Karelia in the north of Russia. While to begin with, we go to St. Petersburg, a huge city and authentic folklore. Well, why not? There are two small villages on the outskirts of St. Petersburg, inhabited by what is perhaps the smallest of peoples on our planet, Vodz. Get ready for it. There are only 79 people of them. The most ancient people of the European part of Russia, a direct descendant of the pre-Slav tribes. The entire people managed to fit into just two small villages. If you find yourself there during their folk feast, you'd be struck by the diversity, originality, and uniqueness of the customs, rites, melodies, and even sayings. Like this saying, "Why are you so greedy? The earth and the trees shall remain after we are gone." Well put, don't you think? For the Vodz folk, everything about their life is original and one of a kind. Thus for them, the beauty of a girl is in the thickness of her waist. And the most important accent in the girl's outfit, the bright red leggings, and embroidered by the girl herself, so everyone can judge her skill. For such a tiny minority, two folklore outfits are quite generous, and all the musicians are great experts at playing the bagpipes. Let us continue on our way. Karelia, several hundred kilometers away from St. Petersburg, which is nothing really by Russia's standards. Let us become acquainted with the people of a quite different culture, Sieto, numbering 300 folk. Of a people. In some remarkable manner, its traditions and customs are a blend of Estonian and Russian. Or rather, it would be more exact to say that in the very unique culture of Sieto folk, there are parallels with these two very different peoples. Generally, Sieto are apart from anyone else. Their closest relative, one of the ancient peoples of the world, Chudes.
Oh,
It is said of the Seto, they're a firebird of a people, a magical bird with feathers and plumes all colours of the rainbow. The women, incidentally, for a long time, the Seto had matriarchy, are decked out most colourfully. The scarves, dresses and millions of skirts and aprons, all offering a great many layers and all multicoloured. By the way, the Seto women make their scarves into something resembling the Oriental turbans. A great deal of material is used, about a dozen metres, and the edges of the turban hang down to the floor and then are stuffed into one's waist. The result is most original. The outfits of the Seto people are really diverse. It's a parade of fashions, no less. And here's another remarkable minority, the Tofalari, who are quite ascetic in their dress, especially in winter. Just a long, fur, hooded cape, and that's it. The same for men and women. Well, of course, considering the region they inhabit, which boasts winters of below 50 degrees Celsius, it is perhaps understandable. The Tofalari live in the south of Siberia, the Sayani Mountains. It is said of them, in the land closest to the skies, at an altitude of 3,000 metres. Generally, they have everything in threes. 3,000 types of plants can be found in these places. The folk greet one another by pronouncing the greeting three times. Their most colourful ritual is the wedding. It lasts 3 days. Incidentally, they do the matchmaking for their children on the day of the latter's birth. Tofalari, an incomplete 700 people, people who speak a language of the Turkey group, and all their customs and music link the Tofalari with peoples of the far north. A similar mystery regarding their origins relates to the people called Nigedaltsi, residing on the banks of the river Amur in the Far East, another unique minority, numbering just over 500 people. The outward appearance of the Nigedaltsi has much to connect them with the Mongoloid type, which is indigenous for that region. In their culture, again, a connection with the north. Here we find that great favorite of all northerners, the homuz, a horseshoe shape with a tightly drawn string. Of the hundreds of versions of the instrument, the Nigedaltsi give preference to the wooden one. They also play on logs, one of the most ancient percussion instruments on the planet. Like many northern peoples, they like making use of private songs. This means that every person has their own unique song. No one else sings it the way he or she does. And as a finishing touch, we set off to the Isle of Sakhalin in the Far East. Of 110 peoples living in Sakhalin, today I selected the Oraki, who number just 190 people. Thank you. deer. And these are the only people in Sakhalin that breed deer. All the other Sakhalin residents are fishermen and sea hunters. The traditional dwelling of the Oriki, it's as if someone brought the Chum hut over to Sakhalin from the shores of the Arctic Ocean, complete with its fur-covered cone shape. Incidentally, Oriki even now love to spend time in such tents in summer. And here's the already familiar to you, also northern custom of private songs. Hello, I've been born, sings this person from childhood, his very own song. Well, how did you enjoy today's folklore bouquet? Russia's smallest minorities were our guests today in Folkbox. We shall continue our acquaintance with others in further editions of Folk Box every week.
Balapchi bat gambi aukainan goi sohol tai japagoro tunia pui japagoro. Синохан, аука туня пучихан, аука бурятангохан, аука бяича.
And there we end today's edition of Folk Box. Thanks for being with us.